Whoever receives you receives me. We hear these words from our Lord in the Gospel today, and St. Matthew is very clear that at this moment in his public ministry, Christ spoke those words not to the crowds, the mass of humanity, not even just to the disciples of Christ in general, but very specifically, he said these words to the apostles, the 12, the ones that Christ chose to be with him every step of his way throughout his public ministry. These are the men who soon would be consecrated as the first priests and bishops of the church at the Last Supper. They're the men who, after his resurrection from the dead, our Lord would appear and tell them that whatever they bind on earth is bound in heaven as well. These are the men who on Pentecost Sunday would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, driving them out to share the joy of the gospel with the whole world. And today, our Lord says to these men, "Whoever receives you receives me." We see a foreshadowing of this in our Old Testament reading from the second book of Kings. The woman to whom Elisha comes recognizes that he is a holy man of God. And so she and her husband receive him into their home. They even make a room for him on their roof where he can stay. They received a holy man of God, as if they were receiving God himself into their home. Whoever receives you receives me. Be good for us to reflect on these words of our Lord in the Gospel, because certainly we all have within us the desire to receive Christ into our lives, to welcome him, to have him abide with us, to know communion with him. And he tells us today that we receive him by receiving his apostles, the ones he sent with a particular mission in the church. So what does it mean for us concretely to receive the apostles? We know that the bishops of the church and the Pope are the successors of the apostles. Although it would be a rare privilege for us to welcome a bishop or even more a pope into our home to receive him. Although from time to time we certainly are blessed by a visit of a bishop to our parish. It's happened with some regularity recently. Bishop Herman was here for confirmation in April, and Bishop Luis from Colombia gave our mission appeal in May, and just this past month, Bishop Rivetuso was here for our Monday night Vespers and speaker. But there's another way in which we're invited to receive the apostles in our lives. Down through the 20 centuries of the church, it is the apostles and their successors who have handed on from one generation to the next the fullness of the teaching that our Lord left to his church. He entrusted to those 12 everything he had come to reveal, and they entrusted it to their successors down through the centuries. And so we today are invited, in fact, we're called to receive the apostles by receiving their teaching, by welcoming, accepting the teaching of the apostles into our minds and our hearts. The Acts of the Apostles shows us that the early church dedicated themselves to the teaching of the apostles. In the year that I've been with you now at St. Gerard, many times I've reminded myself and all of you that the most important thing in our life is to strive to become saints. Life holds but one tragedy, the saying goes, not to have been a saint. And if we truly desire to become saints, we learn how to do that by looking at the lives of the canonized saints, because these are men and women that the church holds up for us as extraordinary examples of what it means to live that universal call to holiness. The lives of the saints are all so very different, and yet we can discern in them certain common themes. And one of the things one notices about the saints, one of the threads woven through the life of every saint, is that they all loved the church, including the church's hierarchy, the successors of the apostles, and the fullness of their teaching. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, for example, she founded the first American religious order for women, and she opened the very first parish school in our country. And she became the first American-born citizen to be canonized. Wonderful things for us to reflect upon as we celebrate the birth of our nation this week. That even here in our own land, God has raised up saints. At the end of her life, when she was lying on her deathbed, St. Elizabeth summoned to her side all of her sisters, desiring to give them her blessing and to share some parting words with them. And the legacy that St. Elizabeth left to her sisters, her final words, the last words out of the mouth of this holy woman, were, "Be children of the church." That's what she wanted her sisters to remember most of all. The call to be children of the church, to love the church in its fullness, to love the church as a mother, to be a child of the church. St. Cyprian, one of the fathers of the church, centuries earlier had coined the phrase, "One cannot have God for father who does not have the church for mother." To receive the apostles and their teaching is to receive Christ. Whoever receives you receives me. And yet how easy it is, isn't it, for us to dismiss the church sometimes, or to simply pick and choose which teachings of the church we want to receive, or which of the successors of the apostles we prefer. Maybe I like the teachings on caring for the poor and immigrants, but I reject the teachings about homosexuality. Or maybe I accept God's plan for marriage as a covenant, a lifelong covenant between a man and a woman, but I ignore the teachings about contraception, natural family planning. God, in his wisdom through the apostles, has given us an objective standard, something outside of ourselves, towards which we are called to strive, to which we are invited to conform our lives. If we make ourselves the standard, then rather than being summoned higher, we tend to settle. My preferences are what is right, and what I don't like is what is wrong. It becomes a deception. But if I accept and receive into my life and strive to conform myself to that objective standard outside of myself, then little by little I'm propelled along this path of deeper conversion and holiness. But it takes receiving, welcoming, even the challenge that the apostles give us. Whoever receives you receives me. So let us reflect a bit today as we hear these words of our Lord. What is my attitude toward the church, particularly toward the apostles, their successors, their teachings? Do I think of the church as merely a human institution that I have to tolerate but really is not integral to my life of faith? Or do I love the church? Do I receive, do I welcome the apostles, their successors, their teachings, as Christ himself? Do I accept that although popes and bishops certainly are not perfect, nevertheless, Christ works through them and guarantees the solidity of their teaching, that it is the very revelation of God that he has entrusted to his church? Whoever receives you receives me. As we meet our Lord in this holy mass, let's ask him for the grace of receptive hearts, hearts open to welcoming him in his fullness by receiving the apostles and their teaching with generosity and faith. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.